And it's the lovely Wendy Chamberlain from Chamberlain Property Advocates. She's also an incredible podcaster, international best-selling author, speaker and licensed estate agent as well. And she's just an amazing lady who does so many areas of real estate and been in the industry for well over 28 years, if not more. Also has, she's the creator of the Home Buying Secrets Program, also the property manager, also sort of say Property Mama podcast, which I do enjoy. I do listen to, may I say. And that's a lot of fun because Wendy talks about a lot of the shenanigans that go on. And I'm sure she's heard it over and over and over many, many times. And today you can actually obtain a ebook on the website. All you need to do is go to chamberlainadvocates.com.au/northwestfm. And I do have her on the line. Good afternoon, Wendy. How are you?
Hi, Vilma. I am well, and I am having shenanigans aplenty with real estate agents.
I'm sure. Well, thank you again for coming on the program. You and I have been chatting for a number of years now, and a lot of the stories that I hear never ceases to amaze me. So, but anyway, we're going to talk about that shortly. But tell us a little bit about the auction clearance rates and just 1 week in real estate for 2025. What is the market doing?
Yes, we there will still be auctions next Saturday, and I wouldn't be surprised if there were ones into the week of Christmas. So we're seeing auctions happen during the week, during weekdays. And it does happen normally this time of year. But they started earlier. I was seeing them midweek, middle of November. So that was interesting to watch. Auction clearance rates on the weekend just gone from around about 1,370. The clearance rate is 60%. So it's quite a patchy market at the moment. You heard me talk about when in the 60s it becomes a buyer's market. In the 70s, 80s, it's a seller's market. But not all suburbs are doing the same thing. So I think we have a situation where some houses do well, some other houses don't do well, and there's not really any rhyme or reason to it. So it's fascinating as always, Wilma.
Yes, absolutely. Now, the market updates for 2026 is almost here. So what's in store, do you think, for 2025?
So 25 is about to finish, and we have seen an uptick on the market through the year, depending on which suburb that we're talking about. I think down the coast, Mornington, Bayside was a little bit slower to catch up. Things have seemed to be quite strong for certain homes through the northern suburbs. So this part of the year I call Christmas brain, and I think Christmas brain struck earlier. I think it started mid-November. And what I mean by that is people start thinking about catching up, drinks, work functions, catching up with family for the Christmas dinner and all of that, and they start thinking less about buying a home. And so I always say, and would have said it many times over the years that we've been chatting, Vilma, that these few weeks are a prime time to buy properties. I've bought 4 properties for clients in the last 7 days because it is a wonderful time to be picking up homes because sellers want to get a like a result or have things done and dusted by the end of the year. So if we're looking at 2026, the real estate industry does shut down for the most part over this Christmas New Year break and really doesn't kick off again until after Australia Day. So that's about, 6-7 weeks away. So there are lots of homes that are being held back at the moment by real estate agents. They're obviously still talking to vendors all the time, and we've run out of runway now to be able to run an auction campaign. I saw a house come on this week and it had an auction of next Saturday, which was the 20th. So it only had a 2-week campaign. We actually made an offer and bought that one. So what we're seeing is that lots of homes will come to market in February or March, but there's a prime buying opportunity now for homes that are called pre-market or off-market. So it's someone that is fine to sell next year once the market reopens again, but if they could snag a buyer and get a deal done this year, that's what they will do. So I think we're going to start fairly strongly into the new year. The fact that interest rates were put on hold, I think that has made people take a little bit of a pause, though.
Well, that's certainly good to know, and we'll just wait and see. Now, The first home buyers grant, the new changes that came into effect on the 1st of October for the first home buyers. What are those changes so people can understand and just make it a little bit more clear? And what, I think I'm getting a bit of echoing there. And what are the impacts do you think these changes have and first home buyers and their ability to buy a home overall in the real estate market?
Well, the government come out with these schemes and people think they're great, and they do open up opportunities for first-time buyers to enter the market, and that is the great part of it. However, the side effect or the knock-on effect of it is it ends up pushing prices up and you've got more competition. So the federal government first-time guarantee scheme, what that was, they've expanded it. So they've removed the base limit. So it used to be that only certain, I think it was 10,000 spots opened at any time. Now it's anybody. Anybody that qualifies as a first-time buyer who has saved a 5% deposit, they can apply. And the 5% deposit side of things is the government is guaranteeing the loan on behalf of the purchaser. And what that means is removing what's called lender's mortgage insurance, or LMI, you might hear it referred to. And so that can cost a buyer where they don't have a 10% deposit or a 20% deposit, it can cost them thousands of dollars because it's lender's mortgage insurance. It's insurance, but it's insurance for the bank. So if anything was to go sideways on a loan that they've extended to a customer, it's the bank that's insured in that situation. So the government is guaranteeing those loans insofar as the LMI no longer needing to be paid for. But I did hear a stat that they've allowed for 20% of default. So I think the thing that first-time buyers, anybody considering looking at any of these government schemes need to consider is what are all the costs involved? I, this week, spent quite a bit of time with one of my first-time buyer clients running her through all of the ongoing costs when you buy a home, because you don't have, as a first-time buyer, any frame of reference. You know that you have to borrow money from the bank and you're going to have a mortgage, and then you're expected to pay that back month on month for however many years your loan is for. Once you become a homeowner, there are a plethora of other costs that you as a renter, if you were renting or living at home or whatever you might have been doing previously to buying, you have no reference point of what those are. So we're talking about things like council rates. If you're, the property you're buying has an owner's corporation, you're going to be paying quarterly owner's corporation fees. Your water bill's going to go up because you now pay for the sewage and connection to the home, not just the water usage. There's other things that you, like insurance, for example, you now have to take out home and contents insurance for your home because it is a requirement of getting a loan with a bank and they must be listed as an interested party. So your insurance could go up. There's all these bits and pieces. There's maintenance. You no longer can just ring your property manager and have the landlord make the changes and updates for you. That's you as a homeowner now needing to do that. So you need to map out exactly all of these things, which are the ongoing costs. And I need home buyers to understand that when they're looking at these schemes, that it's not just about you having a 5% and being able to buy a home.
There's more to it.
You need to be able to hold the home, keep the home.
Yes. Well, that makes a lot of sense, and read between the lines. I think I'm getting a bit of doubling up with the voice. Are you a bit too close to your mobile, or...?
I don't know.
just push it back a little bit, or put it a little bit further away. Yeah, because I'm getting an echo on my end, so I don't know.
Okay.
That's all right. That's all good. Now, do you see any pitfalls for the first home buyers who don't understand the ongoing cost of home ownerships? Now, we kind of covered a few pitfalls there, but what's the most important one that they should take away from this today, the main pitfall that, you know, people or you're concerned about?
They need to do their figures and they need to do a budget.
Hmm.
Because it's not just doing your numbers on what your monthly repayment on your mortgage is going to be. Yeah. It's your ongoing. So the pitfall is that just because you can borrow a much higher amount doesn't mean you necessarily can afford to borrow that higher amount.
Mm.
Even though the bank may extend you that loan, you've got to look at your cost of living and how you live. And so there's no point buying a home and then realising you've got all these ongoing costs and you're living on two-minute noodle. That's not an enjoyable situation. So be very mindful of what it's going to cost and just factor that in, because once you own the home, and particularly things like an owner's corporation where you buy a home, where that is something, because once you buy a home with an owner's corporation on it, which is usually if it's three or more on a block, then you're paying that. The time you own the house, you must pay that owner's corporation.
Yes.
So, and they are increasing a lot, I'm seeing, and it's due to insurances. Insurance is going up, it's going through the roof, and that's something you're going to have to factor in.
Yes, and I like that little phrase, two-minute noodles, and I think that was good. I like that one. Now, also too, now, of course, you've spent a lot of time creating podcasts you've done a lot of work into this, and there's another great one that I sometimes listen to, which is the Property Mama podcast. But if you're not too savvy on purchasing or buying, because not a lot of people are, especially first home buyers, you've got a home buying secret course which can help a lot of people plan and have an idea of what they need to be learning about when looking at buying a home.
That's right. It's called My Home Buying Secrets, and I've put my 30 years of real estate experience into this course, and it covers everything that you need to know on every aspect when it comes to home ownership and getting yourself ready and buying a property, including all of these costs that we've talked about today, all these ongoing costs that if you don't know, you're not aware of it. And it suits anybody that has a little bit of time and wishes to digest the entire course, and at the end of it you'll know how to buy a home. But it also suits you if you found a house and you want to know how to bid at auction or to negotiate with a real estate agent. We've got that as well. So it doesn't have to take you a few months to go through it. You could actually have a look at the bits of it that you need and digest that, and then you'd be able to buy a house by doing that.
Excellent. Now, being a buyer's advocate and a seller's advocate, just very quickly, for what reason would you want to have a buyer's advocate or a seller's advocate on your side?
I think one of the main things about working with us as your buyer's advocate is that the industry knowledge and the ability to move quickly while still protecting your interests through that buying process is key. One of the properties that we purchased this week for a client, we were able to do it because the other person wasn't ready. Now, they inspected the house at the same time as my client did on Saturday. We were then able to get our contract checked and get a building and pest inspection done and make our offer. Their response to that was, oh, we haven't had our building inspection done yet. We haven't got the contract checked. Well, there's absolutely zero reason for that, so they've missed out on the property. Because when you know what you're doing, which is what we do, and we support you and we hold your hand through this process, we are there to help you understand and feel confident to buy the right home. So we are independent. We're working for our client who's the buyer, not the selling agent. They're getting paid by the person selling the house. We are there to support someone who needs to buy. And if you're not sure, not confident, don't have the time, that's where we can step in and help you buy a home.
So it's... sorry?
Echo.
Oh, okay. Yes, I'm still getting that echo. I don't know why, but anyway. Now, I wanted to also say that if you've got any inquiries, you can inquire at chamberlainadvocates.com.au, and you can have a look on the website. Also, you can have the free ebook on the web, which is chamberlainadvocates.com.au/northwestfm. So between now, and like you said, a lot of people are selling their homes during the week. Between now and, say, end of January, how do you feel that market's going to fare in that peak time of festive season?
I don't think it's going to do anything through that period. A lot of people take time away, whether they're buying. A lot of homes are put on a holding pattern until the real estate industry kicks off again. So we will see homes brought to market toward the end of January. for auction campaigns starting in February and March. So there's still a week left to be buying property, which is what I'm intending to do with clients. But the industry itself, I don't see too many changes over these next few weeks. It will start to kick off again in February. And it's an election year. Something to look forward to.
Yes. Yeah, well, you didn't have to bring that up. God, that's a nice Christmas present, isn't it? I was going to say, though, it's always very important that when you are selling your property to manicure the garden, of course, and to make mm-hmm. the home as presentable as possible. Are you in the market of doing that as well?
We actually do have a few clients right now that are selling their homes. And I was just out there today looking at one of the properties for a client, and part of that is suggesting to them things that are just going to make it look that much better. So it might be pressure washing a driveway or giving something a coat of paint or just some decluttering, tidying up. So we do that as well. So when we're supporting our clients when they're looking to sell, we are there to provide that independent voice as well. And we also make sure that the real estate agent that is appointed to sell the home is the right person for that job.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you also deal in commercial as well?
No.
You don't. I just thought I'd ask that question. Yeah. All right. Well, look, if you want to make an inquiry or go on the web, as I said, you can inquire at chamberlainadvocates.com.au, and please go and to the website as well. And you've got hello@chamberlainadvocates.com.au and also chamberlainadvocates.com.au. Now, are you going to have a bit of a break over the festive season?
We are. We close our office the last day of the 22nd, and we're not back until after a Friday.
Oh, how nice is that? But you deserve it, though. You work very hard during the year.
I do work very hard during the year, so I am going to take a little time away from the office, and I am very much going to enjoy floating around a pool.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Good on you. Well, Wendy, I'd like to say thank you very much, because we've worked together for a number of years now, and it is greatly appreciated your knowledge and your input to the Midday Panorama program, and also for 98.9 Northwest. So I thank you. I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a good New Year. And I wanted to also express my gratitude for you coming on the program and assisting our listeners and giving them the knowledge to be always very cautious when it comes to purchasing property. It all sounds emotional and lots of fun and, oh, I've got a lovely home. But to understand the ins and outs of documentations and paperwork and what you can and what you can't do. And that is just knowledge over many, many years. And I just want to say thank you for that.
Thank you, Vilma. I appreciate it. And I always have a lot of fun chatting to you and coming on and sharing what is going on at any point in time in real estate.
Yes, and as you would say, shenanigans.
Lots of shenanigans.
Good on you. Have a great week ahead of you, and enjoy your Christmas, and enjoy that lovely side pool wherever you go.
Thanks, Vilma.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.